We are back with a brand new season of Black Ink Crew Chicago. You guys tune in. The review is next.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci
gang.
Shout out
to Lil Pump. Hey, we back. Hey, y'all. We missed you so much. What's up, you guys? My name is Carmelita Simone, but you can call me Carmen, and you can find me on Instagram at King_Karma_.
What's up, y'all? It's El Marie. Missed you guys.
Yes,
we're back. This episode is good, but you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
Yes.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your girl Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Yes, and we are your panel for the Black Ink Crew Chicago After Buzz review.
Yes. You guys are matching. I will say it was good to have that little few week break because
it was, for a
crazy show like this, you need a break.
You need a break, girl.
I miss you guys, and I miss the crew. I miss the cast.
Yes.
And I miss the craziness.
And they needed a break too, honey.
Child.
Because the last episode of the portion of last season was crazy. Ryan had a semi-heart attack, anxiety meltdown.
Yeah.
I mean, shit was crazy.
It was a lot.
So they needed a breather, too.
They needed a break.
I didn't know if Ryan was about to pull up with the, you know, with the blam, lamb. I know what was getting ready to happen, you know.
Child, I think, like, they got well-rested. We all kind of took a team break, and now we're all well-rested. Now we're back.
Yes.
And just from the previews alone, I'm like, damn it, I'm stressed out again.
I was so looking forward to, because the previews had me amped. I was like, yes, bitch, we agree. Finally find out what happened with Kat and Ryan. Y'all know that's what I was all about. And then, of course,
They got to warm us up.
They tricked us, but, you know, we did get a good episode this week. So let's get into it,
2 hours.
Woo. 2 whole hours. I was like, damn. But it was good, though.
It was
like, informing. Like, I liked it. Like, it filled in the blanks. Like,
it
warmed us up for what's coming, so. But let's start off with Ryan, y'all.
Ryan.
I'm so happy to see Ryan back on his feet, huh?
Me, too. Yeah. Proud of Ryan.
Because, Ryan, you scared us last week, or the end of last season.
It does seem like last week, though.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, that was scary. He was going through a lot and the buildup of everything. And then ending that season, we thought it was more of an anxiety attack. And then he comes on this season and says it was a heart attack.
That's so serious.
At 30. So young.
But it was a lot going on. Like, now we're watching everything unfold. Like, he's had the anxiety of the relationship being pressure. Mm-hmm. Now we see that his family is like, so when y'all going to get married?
Right.
And he's like, y'all need to pump y'all brakes.
Yeah.
I like the way he handled his family,
too. I would say he made a good point because he's like, you know, we've known each other for 15 years.
Yes.
We've been together for seven, but we've been apart. They've been apart for seven years.
Very adult
so
lives.
Now, as adults, they're getting to know each other.
Yes.
Because you're completely different when you're 18, 17 years old.
Yes.
And they have their son. So I love how he broke that down. Like, and that takes a real man to admit something like that. Like, look, we're great. We just need to figure some things out and get to know each other. And then I'll propose.
Mm-hmm. And not rush into anything.
Exactly. Right. Absolutely. Because you know how many people grow up and they grow up with somebody and they feel pressured to marry them or be with them because they've been together for so long. But the reality is, like, you're a whole different person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or outgrow people sometimes.
Yeah, imagine, like, being in the military and going away and then coming back, you know, for years and coming back. Or even, like, college does that to relationships a lot of times, too. So he made a very valid point.
He comes from a good foundation. Like, you look at Ryan's family, his mom, his dad.
I cannot get over how fly his mom is.
She's amazing. She's beautiful. And
she's
his dad's
so
adorable.
His dad is so cute.
You can tell he comes from a good foundation. His dad's adorable.
Who knew Ryan was a gymnast?
A male cheerleader.
A male cheerleader. I ain't going to roast him. Like,
but it's cute. I can see Ryan doing that. But, you know, like, a lot of guys do it because, one, you get all the girls.
Yeah. All the girls.
I mean, come on.
Wait a minute. But that little picture with the clone.
He was the dude doing the flips. And I feel like it's, and I love that his parents encouraged that. Like, I love seeing, especially like with guys, because sometimes parents will be like, no, that's too feminine.
That's especially in the black community.
And I love that his father was cheering him on.
Yeah.
That's the most beautiful thing. I love when there's a black father who's like, yes, my son is on them He's a male cheerleader.
Never gave Ryan gymnastics.
That's dope.
That is.
And I love that his parents cheered him on. Right.
But that's okay, so back to the stress. Child. You know. And it's apparently it's this thing. He didn't want to talk about it much when he was here, but there's obviously this thing brewing secretly with Kat. So yes. That's more pressure. And then it's the shop is going haywire. Mm-hmm. He doesn't feel like he's getting the respect he deserves, like all that shit. And our boy had a heart attack.
Then he just turned 30. Right.
So but what I will say is, because I'm vegetarian, I'm vegetable gang.
Hey.
Don't. That you was eating that Chicago fried chicken.
Ooh.
And some ribs.
Gotta
and some
be ribs. Like, and no, pizza. For real. Like, Ryan, like, we joke a lot, but we need you around. So if it's your heart, like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Take it easy. Because stress will kill you and you do not.
Yes.
Oh,
yes, for sure.
Stress will take you out.
So throw you a little kale salad in when you have, you know.
Like, Kat was kale salad.
That's throw it from your heart. Keep the stress
Come
low.
Come out to L.A.
Come to L.A., Ryan.
Yes.
We got kale galore in L.A.
Speaking of L.A., Kat was so on point with her. I'm sorry. And it's not to dog L.A. I think L.A. is an amazing place. But her analysis of L.A. is pretty accurate.
Yeah. It's different. It's a struggle.
Point. Especially when, you know, you come to L.A. and you're from a different place, a different city, and everything's a lot different. You come to LA and there's a world of everything's different. Mm-hmm. Everything's weird. You'll find the bouginess. You'll find the uptightness.
Yes.
And when you come from a different city, you're like, I just want to turn up. So
you barely find the ratchet.
Barely.
Right. First of all, she tried to order some Hennessy. They didn't have Hennessy. Like,
but I think it's just the like, place she was because I go out a lot and I do drink a lot of Hennessy like, in no LA. Weeds. So no shade to LA. They do have Hennessy here. I just think of the place she was, which is a nice place in Hollywood.
It's actually a little bit of a mix. There are some places that have it. There are. It's been several places that don't.
Yes.
And they
there's
don't
a lot of fancy schmancy places.
They still
places.
Have cognac, though. So
they
cognac
do.
Fan, so I still get my
because sometimes when I... Remember we went out, they didn't have Hennessy. And she's like, but I can order... I can give you a Presidente. And I was like, what's a Presidente? Mm-hmm. And it was Hennessy, but it was in the cognac family. Mm-hmm. But it was a little upper...
Like,
scale
black
of the
label
Hennessy. So LA comes through with that, but I totally agree with her. Because especially when you come from a different place.
Yes.
And you're in LA, sometimes you feel like, damn, like, very do I belong?
Very judgmental, very superficial. Official, very faux, and people get here and change.
Oh yes, they do.
You're like, motherfucker, I've known you forever, and now here you go. But that's with this what it bullshit.
Is. It's the transplants. It's not the people from LA. Because the people from LA are the most. And I want to say that,
like,
they're the most amazing people from LA.
Right.
People from California are amazing LA people.
Right.
It's the transplants who move here from different cities.
Because you know what? This is Hollywood. People forget it. The cream of the crop. Everybody who has confidence in themselves, whether they have talent or not, they come here to get it. And and most of the time it's the cutthroat, it's cutthroat, it's savagery, it's a whole bunch of shit you gotta fight through when you come here, because it's like the survival of the fittest.
It really
if
is.
If you're not grounded, it can change.
Yeah.
It
talent is not necessarily talent. I've seen consistency get people on more than talent. I've seen the moves are more applaudable than the talent you see within the move.
You'd it's be like, who you know.
Damn, that's a dope look, but it was still like, meh. You know, it's not, this is an amazing place. I haven't had as many opportunities in one place ever in my life. So it's like, I'm kind of, not to rag on Kat, but I was with the bow. I was like, he's like, come on, baby, grab the bull by the horns and ride it. Like, this is LA, this is what you came for, this is the life you chose, ride it.
And you know what it is? I think she's so used to, like, her crew telling her what she wants to
hear,
and they're not telling her what she needs to hear.
But, like she said, like, they would be like, oh, they're raising the rent. Like, how could they? They would start a riot for
it's
me.
It's LA thing.
Yeah, people can raise the rent on you.
Yep.
Like, that's life.
You gotta
like he said, like, that's life. And you gotta just pick it up and keep moving and figure something else out.
But when it's your man, a lot of times, delivery.
Yeah, it's what
is
you
important.
Say. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not what you say. It's how you say it.
Exactly.
And it's like I get what he was saying, but it's sometimes at that moment, it's like, oh, bruh,
just chill out. Like a sting. Like okay,
bring it down a little bit. I just want a little comfort. You could tell me the truth. But teach me, because I'm new to L.A.
Exactly.
Tell me what it is that I need to do, but don't go so hard on me. Like, I'm going to fight you now.
He was like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
And then it's hard because you're here with no friends. Your man is your comfort zone. Like, she found a man here. Like, of course she feels protected and sheltered. Like, come on, baby, I got you. So when I go there to get my comfort because I'm away from home, you like,
put them big girl pants up.
I'm like,
Zam Zap.
Speaking of Zam and Zaddies,
girl. Listen, Nikki, so,
that was a little. Hun.
We understand hun. Now.
Nikki, we just want to say there's the possibility that we can't confirm or deny neither whether it's the truth or not, that there's this little picture floating around on the internet. And I asked Kiki if we should talk about it because I felt like we should. Kiki said we should too.
We should talk about it.
Right, so I felt like we should talk about
okay.
it. Now we get it, Nikki. Mm-hmm.
Nikki, Nicole.
Nikki, we get it.
Beautiful wig, streamstress.
Hair be laid, body snatched.
Body amazing, beautiful chocolate skin. I get it, my sister.
I get it, girl.
I get it.
I get it.
I understand.
When we saw that breakfast cooking, we was like, yup.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So there's a photo that, like you said, was floating around a four and his penis.
Allegedly.
And allegedly, the photo, the size of the man's member.
It's like kind of
very
like,
large and thick, and it's a blessing.
It was like to his knee.
It was like
wow, like
here.
And now I start to pay attention to shit different. Like, damn, what? Oh, I see he walks.
Now I feel so bad because I feel like a man,
I feel like
when I look at four, all I see is penis. I'm like, so damn. Sorry.
Like I feel like four like walked through one of my dreams like a couple weeks ago. Like, what up? And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
I feel
like,
so bad. The whole episode, I'm like penis. Penis.
He there got goes for
penis.
Right.
Penis
oh, so, for sure.
Right, and it came out because like she's making this amazing breakfast, and you know they're back looking on a good page mm-hmm. after crazy cousin, drama mystery stuff, cousin. Yeah. We still don't know what's up with that.
I hope they bring her back.
Right, they have to clarify yeah, that.
I we gotta know. We have to know.
Yes, and she asked for a key, and he's like, "Well, you basically live here already, but." I'm not ready to erase that line that just still gives me my little bit of space.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of freedom.
But you could tell the way she reacted. It was like, he got that. What you
that act right. He got that act right.
Right. We called
and
that
after
that,
like, get it together. And you can't have a key right now.
Right.
Come get it when you're
like, Okay, daddy.
Yeah, that's that
I was
act
like,
right.
I get it, girl.
Nikki, we get it now.
We get it. So.
It's like that fight they had later on. All he probably did. Go at the house, lay down.
Meet me at the house.
And she apologized.
Because she couldn't, yeah, she pulled up at the studio, which was like kind of like a move.
Right.
Like, mm-hmm. But then we like, then she's damn. Like, why are you in there moaning with my man?
But I get it though. Like, I'm not risking anything with that because you give that to someone else.
She said, keep they're going to go crazy as well.
And I don't have time.
It's like, so, bro, I get it. I just, like,
you gotta be in it for the long haul.
Right. Fun and games, no, I get no, it. But on some real, real relationship ish. That's corny. Like, I'm going to be real. Like, some men, not all men, some men look at that as this. Because men love women who are secure.
Oh, yes.
And have confidence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the more you do that, the more you push a man away.
True.
No matter how much good you get in, how much
anybody,
good head I'm giving you, excuse my language, but the more and more and more and more and more and more and more you do that and you show a jealous eye.
Men and women.
The boys like that. Like if you're with someone and he's actually into that, he's a boy. He's not a man. And I do feel like four, he's grown, he's mature, he's a man. So yeah, exactly. Like
boys,
eventually that'll get on his nerves.
Shit, but grown men, they don't like it.
Right.
And
no.
Men, you know, they try to tell their women, like, I love a secure and confident woman. Mm-hmm. Confident woman would have came through that studio. What's up, girl? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But I get it's a learning process and I get she's learning. But some men don't look at that as like a good thing because they look at you as being insecure.
Yeah,
right. And he kind of checked her like
he did. Yeah, I was like, now all of a sudden after this picture, I'm like, in four, God damn! It's like he became a different person. Like,
yes,
he had to let her know, girl.
Right, yo,
go home. Wait for me.
Speaking of different people, okay, like when Lily came on, right?
Jesus.
Now when I remember when I first was like, I like her, and Elle was like, I don't know yet.
She be knowing.
I don't dislike anybody, okay? This is reality TV at the end of the day.
Right. True.
But her character on the show isn't really shining brightly.
It's not.
And
I knew it was just something about her in the beginning. That she
you
just
felt
had
it.
This, yeah.
You felt it.
She wasn't even really showing it yet, but it was just like.
So you messing with Junior. You got your old jump still stringing along.
Right.
You bring your own old jump back in the picture. Then you post about him. And you have a main guy. You have a dude that's supposed to be getting your attention. Like, I don't know how serious they were as far as commitment.
Right.
But that was your dude. Like, you respect your dude. You don't disrespect your dude.
Yeah.
So then when he confronts you about it, and then he calls his friend. That's another point. We can get back to that. Calls his friend. Friend spills the tea. You want to fucking blame her?
And it's like, baby girl, you... Fault. And that's what people do. They try to put... what like, one thing about Lily, she does not take responsibility for her actions. And I hate that about people. Because ever since this show has started, and I like Lily a lot, but she blames everything on everybody else.
Right.
Cobra's your fault. Junior's your fault. Yeah. I did this because I thought she was fucking your client. But after he told you he wasn't, either stop dealing with him or keep it moving. And if you were trying to be slick, why even post it on Instagram?
Right. Just keep it in your back pocket then, if that's what you're trying to do. You know what I mean?
Cute. I did what I did with Plug, but why put it on Instagram? The reason why it got blown up because your man seen it on Instagram.
Right.
And you knew, not because of Cobra. Now, yes, she did. She shouldn't have had... That's another whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, she didn't ruin your relationship. You did
that. But see, now it makes sense because when I interviewed Junior, he brought a young lady with him. Mm-hmm. And he was adamant about showing this young lady off. Mm. And I didn't get it. I was like, oh, okay, who's this?
Junior?
I don't want to be rude, but where's Lily? Mm-hmm. And he's like, F Lily.
Ooh.
And this is, here's my new girl.
Ooh. Ooh,
Lily who? He was giving like, Lily who? And he was also giving like, I don't fool with Cobra like that kind of, a little bit. Like, you know, kind of like, nah. And I think that he really, really, really liked Lily.
Yeah,
I think he sincerely
show. It seemed genuine. Like, he really did like her.
You know what it is? It sucks because, like, Lily's a good person and Junior's a good guy. And it's like she had a good guy, but she was so wrapped up in her own insecurities.
She had a guy who would love her out of her bullshit.
Yeah. Exactly.
He was crazy enough. Their crazies matched.
Yeah, he was willing
and it was
to stick around with
her. It was juicy,
crazy.
Hot and juicy.
And then he's like, because he has such of a big heart, you're not going to be able to play him easily. And then, like, on top of, like, okay, just being able to... Just playing him in that small, like, okay, the non-mag, like, the people around here. No, you guys are on national television.
Right.
So everybody is going to see this, and he's not going to stand for that. Like, okay, it'd be one thing if I could, like, cover this up.
Right.
Yeah.
My friends don't have to know, but everybody knows.
So my question is, like, Lily, if you can respond to us, like, what made you think that he wasn't going to see the post and get jealous if that's your man? And what makes you think that the responsibility wasn't partially on you for posting something that would lead your guy in the wrong direction? You just don't do that if you don't want that
trouble. And you kiss a dude on TV.
It's respect.
And then also maybe let Cobra know what's going on because she did bring the guy to the apartment. And
that's the thing. That's why I'm like...
I've seen him before.
Like, here's the thing. I know Cobra slipped up, whatever, but it's like... You're bringing this dude into my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
Pull me aside and say, sis,
this
is my little thing on the side. Let's keep it between us.
Don't say
you got it. Now, then that's when, now if you do open your mouth after that, now I have the right to confront you.
Right.
Because you're blowing up my spot. Right.
So question. Okay, two-sided question.
Yes.
You're Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get mad at Cobra for kind of, like, why you ain't tell her? Like,
no.
Do you get mad at Cobra? Okay.
It's not her place.
You're Lily. Do you get mad at Cobra?
I'm not gonna lie. I probably would have felt some type of way, like, oh, you didn't have to say anything. Not that you didn't have to like have my back, but you didn't have to say anything. You could have kept your mouth closed. But at the same time, I can't be that mad because I put myself in that position.
Right.
Like, if I hadn't have done A, B, C, there wouldn't have been an
issue. Do you owe more loyalty to your homeboy at the shop?
You knew first, I feel like.
She knew Junior first.
Okay, you're Cobra. Do you spill the tea?
No, it's none of my, business.
Cobra, damn, though. Like, Cobra, you should have really...
It's not, like, I look at it like this. Like, this is why I try not to get in people's business, because you can spill that tea and then they'll end up getting back together.
Right, and you'll be the enemy real quick.
Junior Lily can't be mad at Cobra. It's not like Lily went out privately and got a hotel and hooked up with her ex. You came into Cobra's home again, and you didn't, you know, like, I felt you should have told her what the deal was. Junior, I get that that's your homie, but Junior put her in a tough situation because you shouldn't have even pressured her. Like, what's going on? What's going on? Because they're two girls.
Mm-hmm.
They're now roommates. It'd be different if they weren't roommates, because Junior and Cobra are actually friends. But the fact that your girl lives with your friend, you put me in a weird situation. Because even if Cobra didn't say anything...
You're supposed to be like, I don't know. I'm sorry. You're supposed to mind your business.
Think about it like... No, I get it. But think about it if he's like, Cobra, I don't know. He's going to be like... I feel like even if she didn't say anything, which I think she should have never said anything, he's still going to have that. I just felt like you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
And if he had continued to pressure her on that beyond that, then it's like, okay, I don't want to keep... Then at this point, I'm kind of lying to you, and I don't want to do that.
And it's like, it's one of those things where it's like, I would tell Junior, like, bro, you're supposed to be my friend. You're putting me in a bad situation. Don't ask me no questions about your girlfriend.
Although, let's also acknowledge, like, Cobra, like, let it be known that she knew the guy when she saw the picture, like, the old hole. So I'm not fond of that. You know, like, I feel like Danny did that in the past when people give that little inkling, like, they know something. If you don't want to say anything, just be quiet.
Just keep it moving.
Like, you didn't see shit.
Keep it moving.
Listen, just You, listen.
You damned if you do, you damned if you don't, because then she doesn't say anything, and then Junior finds out that she knows.
Now, you might,
then he's going to be mad at her. So it's like, you damned if you do, you damned if you don't.
Now, it, like, I don't know. Like, if I see my best friend's husband somewhere cheating, I'm fucking saying something. Like,
but we co-workers.
But in a situation where you're very close friends with both people and very close,
that's tough. You work
together. You need to mind your business. First of all, if I see you with somebody, I'm going in my room and shutting my door because I don't want to know. Right. I don't. Let me not know the answer. So you run that lie detector test. I really don't know. Right, I don't know. Yeah. I went in my room and I minded my damn business.
Like, I know nothing.
I know her homies stopped by, but you're gonna have to ask her to rest.
Right. Like I don't even know. I wasn't there.
Yeah, I don't know. Call me whatever you want, but I'm minding my damn business.
Yeah.
I know nothing.
Yeah, I know nothing. So then she takes it back to the shop like, all right, bitch, you want to mess up my little relationship, not taking any responsibility for where she is herself.
Yeah, like Cobra just totally broke her spot.
And turns the whole shop against Cobra.
Misery needs company.
Or tries.
While she was talking shit about them, too.
Right.
I'm like, Cobra, see... I'm like, you want to be petty? I could be petty, too.
Right.
Because if I was Cobra, I would have been like, she's right. I was talking shit about y'all, but did she tell you what she was saying?
Mm-hmm. But see, she was paying attention because she knew that, oh, they already kind of don't fuck with her like that. So this will be an easy vindictive
Lily is
move.
Conniving.
But very. See, I realized this week that I am Dawn.
Dawn, like, is that dude.
I have a breaking point where I'm super, I am super calm through the most craziest shit. But then I have a breaking point where I flip the fucking table.
Yeah.
And it's a wrap after that. And I think that's why I'm so calm before I get there. Mm-hmm. Because once I get there, it's a wrap. And the stuff that he was saying made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Like, y'all aren't considering the fact that this girl lost her father. She just got back. Y'all know she got little insecurity issues. Mm-hmm. Like, all of these things. Charmaine, no shade. You my girl, but you be bullying her.
She do.
You are tough on her.
She is.
And she's got all this stuff on. And Dawn is just like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My wife is pregnant. Complicated. Y'all are complaining about dumbass shit like watches, and this girl has fighting depression, mm-hmm. and he's like linking. He gets it. Like, my sister struggles with this. Why are y'all misunderstanding? I think mental health is so important, man.
So important.
Because these kids nowadays, they getting pressure that we didn't have growing up. Okay. Like, you comparing yourself to Kylie Jenner and shit, and she's fake. Mm-hmm. Herself, you know? And it's like, whose standards? If you look back at the pictures from me from 1990, mm-hmm. I looked a hot-ass mess.
What?
Okay?
And now
so
that,
imagine
just
if we had to expose ourselves to what these kids did.
And that's
with.
The thing, the kids are more exposed
now.
Because also, someone will talk about you, maybe it got back to you, maybe it didn't.
Maybe,
now someone can just directly say something to you on social media and, like,
you
read
school,
that. It's horrible.
And somebody says something about you and it's all over the school. Mm-hmm. Because, like, younger kids who got into Twitter... After us, like, when those things came out while they were in school, I'm old as hell, but this new generation, they got those things in school, mm-hmm. so now you spread everybody's business. Like, before,
it had
to be word of mouth or a note or some
I just wish, I'm saying, like, it may not have even gotten back to you.
The pressure is crazy.
I just
nowadays.
Wish that, like, you know, I get that kids are depressed and they're going through things, because that's something that I suffered with. I just wish that, like, people would teach these kids about being secure and loving yourselves, because everyone's so focused on, like, the kids have to go through they do, but a lot of us have to go through a lot of shit growing up,
mm-hmm.
so I wish that there were more programs and more things to teach kids about self-love,
mm-hmm.
and self-worth,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that these bullies are, like, people are gonna tear you down, but
mm-hmm.
it's okay,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna get through it, because there's mm-hmm. so many people taking their lives more and more and more now,
mm-hmm.
and who are battling mental depression,
yeah.
and mental
yeah.
health is an important thing, and especially in the Black community, that's something that we don't acknowledge.
Right.
We don't acknowledge therapy, and that's something
Thank
that
you.
We need to
and we
acknowledge.
Need it. Do you understand? I don't want to mean to go off on a tangent, but our people, we have been through so much that these conditions are, like, in our DNA now, because our ancestors, and we have struggled for so long that we deal with a lot of shit that we don't want to admit,
mm-hmm.
and it comes out in our
we're
relationships.
We're proud.
That's what I was gonna say.
And
it seems like once you admit that or you need help, it's like then you're weak. You're
so if you
weak
know somebody
then,
is
like,
down,
do
like
that.
Reach out to somebody, call somebody this week, just
Word.
Check on them. If you know somebody that's going through some shit, or if you know somebody that's smiling a little too much and it don't seem natural, like, call them. Like, reach out to people who are super busy, who look super successful, like they have it all. They're probably super stressed out.
Yeah.
You you know,
and just be a listener. Yeah, the misconception with when you hear depression,
let your man vent to you.
When you hear depression, you feel like that's someone that's moping around all the time. Right. And it's not. Disguised. It's functional depression. Like people can walk around with the biggest smile on their face in front of people, and then they go home, and then that's when they fall apart.
It is so real. Don't know that. My uncle passed away. I talk about this a lot. My uncle passed away in 2015, and I was so depressed I couldn't get through my clients' nails without crying. It was so real for me. So I get it.
It's all right, girl. Yes. It's all right. We got you.
That was my boy.
I got you, girl.
It's so serious. So it's tough. Why he flipped the table.
Yeah. You know. It's tough, and I'm happy to see that Dawn and Cobra could relate and she can have a conversation with someone, because she wasn't getting that because the girls were kind of, whatever she did, like Dawn said, these things are not that serious to hate this girl.
Exactly.
There are people who have done way worse shit in the world.
Exactly.
And when people are suffering from depression, like he said, she's looking for that attention.
Right.
And I love that Dawn's like, I check in on her. Like, y'all don't check in on her.
Have y'all called her? Have y'all texted her?
You know what I'm saying? So I'd love to see Dawn. You could tell Dawn's a dad, and this is why I love Dawn, because he's one of the grown-ups in the shot where he's like, yo, like, you guys are bugging. Like, it's not that serious to shun this girl out.
And y'all bullying her, and y'all going in on her. You know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, everybody has their little stuff with them, but it's just like, come on.
It's
like,
not that serious.
When everyone is ganging up all on one person,
that's too much. That's a lot, especially now that you're depressed, and you feel like everybody already hated you, and now this one girl done turned the whole shot because now she's mad.
Mm-hmm. Right. Exactly.
I'm petty. He's like, now I gotta get you. I gotta get you, Lily.
Right. Like, I just don't think it's cool to bully people.
Yeah,
I think
bullying
people because you feel like you got the upper hand on the power, you wanna go in, that shit is so
whack. And people who do that, it's not you, it's them. It reflects on them. And the people who, like the Lily, it's her. She has the issue.
Yeah.
And that's what I wish people would teach kids more and more now. Like, the people bully you, it's nothing to do with you.
Did you see the smirk that she got from all of them turning on her? Mm-hmm. That was foul.
She needs to look with evil. That. She really is. I like you, Lily.
She's evil slash broken.
She's not evil. She's broken. And that's another person that needs the attention. She needs the love more than anybody in there.
Yeah.
She's broken. But I'm happy that Dawn stood up for Cobra. That was really dope.
I can't believe I sat up and had a real moment.
It's all right, Harold. You're about to bring me there, too.
Bro. I know.
All right, we went from Four's big penis to depression to...
Right.
Let's get back to Four, though, because he had an issue with the lady that wanted her tattoo of her son on her face.
Yes, speaking
with
of
the
being...
tattoo.
Yes.
He showed her the sensor, the outline before it was done, and she's like, oh my God, yeah, I love it. Okay, it's going to be great. He does the tattoo, and she's like, oh, it doesn't look like him.
Right.
And it's like, lady... First of all, you're getting a tattoo on your face.
Her perks was popping.
I think she was on something, and I don't know if she took something to ease the pain of the tattoo to be on her face. We'll say that, allegedly, because it seemed like she was on something. But I'm happy her daughter was there to kind of back him up. Like, and you know, Four already is a little sensitive, and he takes his crap very serious. Mm-hmm. So the fact that, like, I felt him, like, girl, I showed you the whole process, step by step, and you said it looked like him. Mm-hmm. All I did was color in his face, and it kind of made him depressed. And I'm like, ma'am, girl.
That's what happens when people take your talent for granted, or people, like, shit on your best work.
It's a tattoo on your face. Like, it's not going to look exactly like him, but he showed you the stencil and it came pretty close.
I'm like, damn, I ruined your life, low key. Like, I put a permanent thing on your face that you can't take off, and you told me you can't stand
already a little
face.
Hesitant about it. So you're already going with some reservations, and then something bad does happen. It's it crushes you.
So shout out to Van for being a great friend. Like, that being that friend that we talked about.
Exactly.
That was like, come on, get out. Come on, let's go to the shop.
Get
let's
him
clean
out of his
up.
Funk.
Let's.
Moping around.
Yeah. Moping around, you know, pulled him out of his little funk, and then he gets to redeem himself with the three-handed clock.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That was a beautiful tattoo. Beautiful.
And she lucked out because she got the redemption tattoo, so, you know, he had
He was working all that work. Yeah, I just want to say, Nine Mag, if y'all want to give us some tattoos, we come to Chicago, or y'all could just meet us at Cat Shop. We could just have a tattoo bar. I'm just saying.
We need to have a tattoo bar.
Yeah, shout out to Cat. By the way, have you guys been tuning into her Instagram?
What's going
on? Have you
on,
seen
girl?
Her awesome art that she's preparing for her art show?
She's so tell us about one of
the art show.
She has an art show November 3rd. It's going to be really amazing. So y'all, everybody, support Kat. Send us some love on IG. We should go. Wish her luck for her. Yeah, we should
do a field trip. Yeah. To visit Kat. Our friend Kat.
Yeah, she's doing things in LA, so I'm glad she stayed because this is going to be awesome for her. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, but check out her art. She's an amazing fine artist. She paints like beautiful art models with tattoos. Ooh. It's like different stuff. You know, it's just cool.
I wonder. Talented. I mean, if she does come back to Chicago and get to know, like, because I know she doesn't know Lily because Lily's an artist. I wonder, will they kind of like intertwine or will she?
I think she should stay away from
Lily. She should definitely stay away from Lily. They will end up fighting.
Because she had to call me. I had to pull up. Where y'all at? Like, nah, I'm joking.
We part of the 9-Mag family, too.
I'm joking on Cat's side.
We 9-Mag adjacent.
Real quickly, so Charmaine is going through this thing. Her boyfriend told her that she had a fupa. Oh, yeah. Now, my question to you ladies is, so for those who don't know what a fupa is, I definitely have one. I think everybody has a fupa.
It's a little
thing right here.
It's that thing.
You know.
That handlebar. It's like
the handlebar near your stomach. Little, you know, your little
handle. Little lasso. Little, you know.
So, if you're dating a guy, has a guy ever, like, bought up your body or weight to you or say, you can't
tell everybody
weight.
What fupa means.
Fupa is... Was it fat? Fat upper pussy area. I'm proud of my fupa, honey.
But I mean, wait, if a man grabs your fupa like this, he likes it. I've had a fupa grabbed a time or two.
Yeah, I don't like it, though. I don't like it. I don't like it when you grab it because I don't like it. I don't like having it. If I was okay with it, then I probably wouldn't mind it.
I'd be like, no, don't bring attention to it. Right, there was a time where, like,
it's fine.
I wear super baggy clothes. Like, I'm super tomboyish. It's the time that I was dating a guy, and, like, I was, like, trying to hide my fupa. And he, like, noticed it. He's like, girl, we good. Like, let me grab that. I'm like, ooh.
A fupa is fine as long as you have a booty do. Y'all know what a booty do is, right?
I don't have a butt, so does that count?
A booty do is when your fupa stick out more than your booty do.
I feel like that's happening. I don't have a butt.
Yes, you have a nice shaped girl.
You
do. Cut it out.
I'll admit.
You ain't got no, like, your stomach. You don't look like you pregnant walking around in these streets.
All right.
We all have fupas.
I definitely have a fupa. We fupa and proud.
Fupa proud.
Charmaine, we here with you, girl. We're proud. But yeah, her man tried it. And
so she gets a little... What was that? A Jelly Belly rejuvenation?
The cool sculpting. I want that.
You do?
It's like freezing.
Don't get that. Just get a fat transfer. Put it in your
that's
butt.
True. Yeah, I'm on a fat transfer.
Butt. Now that I do live in LA.
I mean, if you're going
to
do it.
We should start a GoFundMe page, which I'll contribute
Go
to.
GoFundMe. I need someone to support my fat transfer from my fupa to my booty.
Yeah.
From a fupa boot.
Fupa boot. Fupa to the boot.
A fupa boot.
Y'all going to see me next season fupa like boot. That ass.
Would y'all ever twerking do something everywhere. Like that for real, though? Would you ever, like...
Fat transfer? No.
You wouldn't?
Nah. Shit, I'm serious.
You would? Oh.
I would do the sculpting. I would at least, like, try to do the gym part first, because I've done it before, and I've lost weight, and I looked pretty good. So I'm like, let me at least try it.
But. Yo, what's Waka Flocka's wife's name?
Tammy.
Tammy's body is lit.
She tried to claim that she didn't do anything, but she has to. She's too.
You know what it is?
I think she said she got a. I think she got a.
You know what it is? Like, Tammy's body was always like that, but she kind of like. So when people naturally have big butts like that and a natural, beautiful body, they kind of tighten it a little bit. And I think she tightened it and pulled it up.
Oh, like a Brazilian butt.
Have you ever seen her? First of all, her mother has amazing curves.
Okay.
Tammy has always had the curves.
Yeah, she's always been curved.
But I think she just seemed like extra curvy.
She just snatched that waist in a little bit. Okay. And I think she lifted the booty just a little bit. Okay. But the butt has always been big.
Okay.
So I get.
It don't look like a fake
I get
butt.
What she's saying. Yeah, like, she's saying, like, my butt's not fake, but I think
it's
she.
Her waist.
She put the waist in and lifted that booty.
I was getting ready to give her props for having the best work in the business.
Listen.
I mean, it's.
Body banging.
But yeah, I think her curves and everything is natural. She just, like you said, she
right,
just kind
of... Right, and a lot of women did that. Like, a lot of women with, like, the natural curves just kind of pushed it in.
Do y'all think it's, like... Do y'all think it's weird that body... what's it called? Body... Body... changing your body is normal now.
I mean, and the industry that we're in...
Yeah, now, you know, especially.
We're not in a regular industry. We're in an industry where... And it's just not LA. It's every place in entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
People see what they see on TV. They see the black, not the people from Black in Chicago, because they're all mostly natural, but they'll see, like, the Love and Hip Hop and the Hollywood Housewives, and they'll see, like, the Kylie and the Kims and the Khloes. And to them, a lot of people are like, oh, I need that butt. I need that little waist. I need that ant body.
That's what they think everyone looks like. And it's like, no.
And it's like, no. A lot of that is pulled in with Spanx.
Now, the real snatched body that I do like, and I'm not really a snatched body. Like, I wouldn't get it. I wouldn't
me
get
neither.
A fake butt. I wouldn't do a waist trainer. I'll just do some crunches. You know what I mean? Like,
but see, you little, so.
But little don't mean nothing. Like, you still want to look like this. Like, I'm little. I don't have a big butt. Right. I don't have a lot of hips. I don't have none of that. I got boobs. Right. But, you know.
I wouldn't do, like, I know, I have friends who've done, I personally wouldn't, done, wouldn't mm-hmm. do it. I'm like, because I've done the gym thing and it has worked. Mm-hmm. And I've lost the weight and I was like, oh, I like how I look. I just put it back. I put it back.
It's not bad, though.
It's not bad. And the squats, squats really do work. I have noticed the difference when I was, like, consistently in the gym doing squats.
Hiking works. I've definitely lost it. I gained it back because, you know, I was eating real good.
A lot of times it's water weight. Yeah. You know, you can get the water weight off and stuff.
But, you know, in this industry, a lot of women take the easy route, and it's that cool sculpting. It's the lipo. It's the butt.
The lady who just married Gucci, Keisha. She looked like a little Barbie doll.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, she did.
And even though it's like you could, you might, you know, maybe she did a little something. Mm-hmm. She looks bomb.
She's always been curvy and thick, but she's definitely tightened it. Yeah, she looks amazing. Up a little bit. Shout out to Keisha and Gucci for getting married.
Congratulations to them. That wedding was, her dress is beautiful.
So before we wrap, I just want to, we'll just go around and say, instead of doing like predictions, what was your favorite moment from the 2-hour premiere?
Dawn.
Yeah, I'm with Dawn.
Dawn.
My favorite moment was when Charmaine asked Danielle to snap up her
leotard. Oh, I forgot.
Damn, that's my favorite moment. I love Charmaine. I love her.
You gotta be a girl to snap your girl's snatch.
That's, right? You the homie. If you could snap
reach
it back.
Reach in snap that snatch back.
If you can grab my pussy and I want it and you snap it, I'm happy. Shout out to Charmaine. Charmaine's like, crazy. Oh, Black King Chicago. So happy that we're back.
Well, yes. Wow. We miss you guys. We're so glad that you guys are back entertaining us. Mm-hmm. We can't wait to see what happens next. I can't wait to get to Cabo. Is it Cabo?
Yes. Cabo. Looks like it's next week or something.
That is going to be so good. It's probably going to be like the end of the next week's
episode.
And in the third week, it's going to really go down. But I can't wait.
Well, we can't wait. Let's see if maybe we can get Cat back in here. Yeah. It's 11-11. Let's make a wish.
Yep.
Make a wish.
Cat, come back. Spill the tea. But until then, we'll be sitting here like this, and you can catch us on Instagram like this, or Twitter, or Facebook, at King Karma, King_Karma.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at ElMarieTV.
You guys can find me looking for Forrest Pitcher at
and texting it in a group.
And it's gonna be texting a group chat. You can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. I'm sorry for, but I have to keep doing it to you.
Yo. Pause.
I need four. He has to confirm.
Four. We need you to confirm the pictures.
Confirm.
You.
Confirm. That
is you. That's it.
We need to know.
Until peace. Next time, y'all.
Bye.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.